I think it's healthy, and it's very good for it to be a battle. And I think that Derek's more than capable as well of stepping up this stage. He's been 3 years there now, where he's been 16, and like any time Anoa'i was injured and missing there in the last 2 years, and when he stood up, he did very well. So, look, they're different goalies. Derek is more like Derek's played an awful lot more outfield with our Ardrahan down through the years, so he probably understands a bit more in regards to the distribution that way. Like Ian is probably a bit more flexible if they can go for stopping and stuff like that. Derek's puck out's probably a bit longer. They've both their own qualities, but I think it's right up there now for discussion. I think that, like, give the both some opportunities over the next couple of games and let the best man win then, I think. And I think that Derek, but I do think Derek is more than capable of stepping in.
The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Along to the Maroon and White Pod, I'm joined this week by Cathair Bonbranach and Ciarán Ferm to look back on Galway's comfortable victory, you could say, over Antrim yesterday in Corrigan Park, where they registered a total of 235, which is probably the biggest positive to take out of yesterday. Ciarán, coming to you first. On yesterday, the trip up to Corrigan Park, not sure was it your first time up there, but what was that whole experience like?
Yeah, I met the two boys at 6:30. We left the plaza. Sean Welch was driving and Niall Finnegan was navigating, really. And it's a good long trip up. We had a cup of tea on the way up. Like, we left plenty of time, and just as well, really, because like we found out, went into the six counties, a lot of the lines aren't working. It because it changes on the phone, the whole lot changes, whatever way, you know. I wouldn't have been to technology that much, but it was a good run out for Galway. Like, Paul, they went up the evening before, stayed somewhere around outside Drogheda or some of the motels, like, and kind of they use it because we got up there for the championship. And even the very north before the game, you know, it's the management measuring the 265s and the lines in between, because the pitch would be a lovely club pitch now, but it's a little bit sharp. But look, it was nothing wrong with the pitch. The ground was actually very good, the surface was very good, and like Galway played against, they were playing against the Breeze first time, but from the very first minute they got a goal. Like, Jason Finn intercepted the pass from the full back to the goal. He was taking, like, I don't think the full back knew he was there. He assumed all the forwards and out the field, and he just kind of got in between them and tapped it down and tapped the ball into an empty net. And that set the tone for the whole day. Antrim were chasing him from there on.
Yeah, just on that point, Carol, but Searle touches on there. How important is that for Galway to get the run out in Corrigan Park yesterday, given that they'll be, I think it was 12 weeks on from this weekend, they'll be there again in the championship?
Well, I suppose it's a nice thing to be able to do. I think that's the main thing. And I suppose when you have the opportunity to kind of plan like that, it's nice to do, because you don't know, like, it is a journey. It is different to other, you know, you're not going to Parnell Park, you're not going to a county ground. It doesn't feel like a county ground. As Cyril said, it's a great club ground and the great facilities, but it is slightly different. So I suppose it is good for lads just to mentally be tuned. And I know Henry, I think, referenced that you know, lads were very much mentally tuned into the match. I suppose you'd probably think that Antrim would be stronger come championship, but obviously Galway would probably be stronger as well. So I think they'll be happy that they've ticked that box, and there'll be no questions when they're planning down for the Leinster championship campaign. They know exactly when to go, what to do, you know, and they'll probably do the same thing, probably travel up the night before, because it is the journey. And as Cyril said, it was cold. I don't think it's going to be as cold now come Leinster championship, but it's a box ticked, and I think they'll be happy enough that they've been able to do that.
Just from seeing the pictures, sir, yesterday, there's one photo of David Burke, and you can kind of see when he gets on the ball, as you can see a mountain behind him, but you can see a house and estate as well. What's that kind of dynamic like of being there? Because I suppose it's just the surrounding area, the Corrigan Park, it's not something you get with every intercounty ground.
No, like that is the difference, Paul. Like, you're surrounded by estates and that. Now, look, they're lovely people, very, very friendly people. And when I actually went there, I knew I had been there before, not on the ground. Was at some function on the Saturday night before we played Antrim. We played them in Casement Park, but it was something I knew the dressing room when I saw the set up. But like, it was nice to get the run out, and it is a bit different. Like, and the Antrim knew that you would be scoring, see, from outside, half backs, midfield. They'd be all capable of scoring because the pitch is pretty short. Now, maybe that's why they played two. Kind of very, very deep the first half, but we're never going to win, because like the Galway forwards at the moment, like Tom Annan's playing very well, picking his scores well, back to what he was. Conor Cooney, which is great, he's transferring his club form into his county form, which is great to see. It's lovely to see that. Evan Ireland, look, he's a treat to watch. Like, there's a lot more to his game now than just the free. He's scoring them, but definitely when he gets, if you give him the ball to score, like in a good setup, he'll do it. The Jason Flynn got his goals well. Like, you know, he's kind of leading the attack up front. He's kind of laying off a lot of ball. And I suppose Conor Whelan, what do you say about Conor in the sense that he's just not, to me, he's not fully fit yet. But then how could he be? He was away in Australia. And if he was as fit as the boys now, there'd be something wrong with the training. The other player up front was Gavin Lee. Hasn't fully got into the groove of the senior yet. He's better than he's playing, I think. But the forwards are good. Like, and again, you're kind of playing with five forwards. You? Now, centre field yesterday was much stronger. Sean Lennon is busy and kind of bumping into everything and throwing himself around the place. And David Burke was reading the play. They were much stronger than the midfield against Tipperary. It was interesting to see as well, Paul, yesterday. They tried out again. Adrian Toohey's playing wing back. Did nothing wrong. Dahi Burke was the other wing back, which is kind of an interesting experiment. But you'd have to say that Keenan Fahey in goals, or in Keenan centre back, was very good. He's way better in the back. He's way better in the half back line in the forest. So he's more of a back altogether. Now, the full back line, hard to judge, because Antrim had only one up there most of the time. There was no pressure at all on the Galway full back line, really. Like, Fintan Burke did what he liked, in the sense that there was no one, it was kind of 3-on-1. Now, that's kind of happening. It's nearly 3-on-2 in a lot of games, but 3-on-1, like, it's, there's no one going to be 3 no matter how good you are.
Garrick, Searle's touched on a lot of the positives out of yesterday. But for you, what's the biggest positive coming away from Corrigan Park yesterday?
I think the first thing to see David Burke back in a Galway jersey, that's massive. Like, I think Searle touched on himself and Sean Lennon. Look, I think without David Burke midfield, you are missing one of the best hurlers we've had in a generation. That's a fact. Like, and he just does things at the right time. He's in the right place at the right time. And you could see him, and Cyril probably saw this yesterday. You can see him, especially in a small pitch like that. You can see him organising. You can see him talking. You know, he's a leader. There's a reason why he was the captain the last time we won the All-Ireland. So I think David Burke being back in a Galway jersey is the biggest positive. I think Keane Fahey was very good at centre-back. And I think he probably has the athleticism as well to cover ground that you probably need against the top teams going forward. And I think I noted was Dahi Burke at 7, as Cyril said. And I think something that I found interesting was he was bombing forward a lot of the time. He might not have got on the ball when he went forward, but he was an option a lot of the time. And I think that's probably something they probably would have worked on maybe yesterday. That, you know, like a Kyle Hayes or a Dermot Burns, that Doughty, as we know he can do, like he scored in the championship last year, but to use him as an attacking weapon as well, they were probably the two things. And the third thing, I think, is probably the way you could see the forwards were trying to use space, keeping very, very wide. And trying to, you could see they were working on things. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to happen straight away. And the influence of Eamon O'Shea is not going to happen straight away. But you could see there was a method to Galway yesterday. And I think you could see that from their how tuned in they were. Yes, they won the game easy, but you could see it probably wasn't about who they were against. It was about how they were going to play. But I think David Burke back, that's the biggest thing. You know, we can't emphasize enough how important that man is.
Still, just on someone yesterday, your own club man, Jason Flynn, he's probably been moved around a lot nearly in every position in the Galway forward line. Started in the corner yesterday, got 2-1, that's what he finished with. Is that the position where Galway get the most out of Jason this year?
It's hard to know. You see, Jason the last few years he's been the sub coming on, and as I was often saying to him, the last few years he's only coming on when Galway were losing. Like, he wasn't being brought on when they were winning. He wasn't being picked. He wasn't being brought on. If they were winning, they weren't bringing him on. If they were losing, yes, he expected to change the game. Hard to do that every day, Paul, because some days you come on and you'll get on the ball. Other days you won't. Jason, to me, like, he's a real distributor. He reminds me of a soccer player pinning the ball around. He's the best, probably, player there to pin the ball, and he's the most unselfish player up front. A matter of time, a lot of times, we even advise him, listen, take your own shots at times, because you're just spinning everything around. Like, it's very nice. Jamie Ryan came on yesterday, and he pinned them straight away with a lovely ball. Did the same against inside in the stadium. Like, this, that's his thing. Like, he pins a lot of ball. It's hard to know where, like, with them all coming back, he's probably going to wind up in the full forward, because he is a big target man in there. Got the goal against Westmeath out there yesterday. The first goal would be kind of a third mistake, but yet he was there. But the second goal, like, he got a nice pass from Conor Whelan, but he had a lot to do to get that goal. Now, you can see what they're trying to do. They're giving the extra pass. And yesterday, in the first half, especially, very nice, they were trying to give the extra. They weren't taking the easy points when they were on. They were trying to work the ball through for the killer goal. There's no doubt about it. Like, they are hunting for goals. Now, they're getting the goals against the lesser teams. They haven't got them against the stronger teams. But after saying that, to be fair to them, yesterday was the strongest team, I would think, that they've picked. like so far this year, like, and they might be laying down the mark for the championship. Now, the only thing is that you wouldn't know Antrim. I can't see Antrim being as feeble in the championship. There was no championship feel about it, and they weren't really cutting into it. Like, you can't expect them, like, Galway threw around the ball, kind of did it with ease. The backs were kind of loud. There was only three or four forwards up there, so the backs were able to kind of short little book out, kind of walk the way through, take it nice and steady coming through the lines. That won't work against the better teams. But even the next day against Dublin, slightly different in the sense that Dublin would have pace and they will go at them, so it'll be interesting to see how we get on. But like, it's a strong team, and like, you know, as you referred there to David Burke, it's great to see him back. He knows how to do it. It's been interesting to see Adrian Toomey back as well, because he hasn't played for Galway for a long time. You know, so I don't know when his last championship game was. It was a few years ago, really, you know.
Just on Jason Searle, because you've obviously worked with him really close at club level, is he unfairly criticised, do you feel, when it comes to his performances in the Galway jersey?
Oh, well, like, you see, this is the thing, like, he's the scapegoat every day. Like, when he's been picked, he's been taken off. Other lads are playing just as bad and weren't being taken off. Now, that can happen. And, you see, you're expecting so much. His standards are high. Like, you know, he has more probably hurling in one finger than a lot of them have in 10, but it's just to get it out. But the only way you get a player really playing with confidence is giving them the game time and not taking them off. Because if you start taking lads off the whole time, they're kind of maybe looking over the shoulder. And if you're leaving the lad as a sub, it's hard to do that. See, himself and Niall Burke came on, and they didn't start in All-Ireland final, but when you look back at the tape, they had a trouble to do with winning. They got 4 points of play and a couple of free. You know, that doesn't happen every day, but you're, like, it's a 20-man game now. And even yesterday it was noticeable. We wound up in the end, we had used all our subs, we wound up in the end with 13 players against 15. Now, it just shows you, like, that even it didn't matter yesterday, but it just shows you have to be careful. You can't put them all on, because if you do, you're dicing. If some lads, now, they didn't seem to be that bad of injuries, like, they came off with kind of pulled muscles, but I suppose they were trying to be cautionary as well. They didn't want to kind of do any further injury, but it just shows what can happen. We had the 5 subs used, and the next thing, you're down to 14, and then you're down to 13, you know. So, like, it wouldn't want to happen in the championship, but it wouldn't, I'd say, like, to be more on the ball. But, like, it's a big year for Jason. He's around a long time. I would love to see him making the breakthrough. Like, he has so much hurling in him, but, like, he has suffered from being kind of switched around and taken off. And again, like, he's been moved around the whole time, but he is a dangerous player. Now, you have good players to come back in. You know, you have Cathal Mannion, who'll be on any team if he's right. You have Joseph Coney, who'll be on any team if he's right. And you have Brian Kilcannon, who'll probably be on any team as well if he's right. But they, like, you're going to get injuries. I think no matter what six they play up front. Now, they're usually six up there because they keep playing, you know, maybe five. But the forwards and goal, no matter what combination they do, they're good enough to win. And you have Declan McLaughlin come back into that as well, playing very well until he got injured with a broken thumb. But they'll score enough. It's from midfield back that we have to get right. Backs look solid yesterday. We do lack pace. There's no doubt about that. Like, they're fit, but the pace, speed anyway. Like, and that's the thing where we can maybe cut out in the bigger matches. But look at, you have what you have. The one little disappointing thing is when you look through the team now, like the way it's shaping, I don't see any new names. I don't see any of the under-21s or the better younger lads coming through on the team at the moment. Now, maybe they will, but there's only 2 more league games left, so you're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Now, we have the first round against Carlow, which, again, you know, you probably have 2 or 3 tough matches in the championship. You have Kilkenny at home, Wexford away. Dublin will be tricky. They're the 3 that are tricky. But that would be disappointing a bit to me, that there's no young lad kind of on the team, the way it looks now.
Is that disappointing for you, Carol? Because if you're looking at that team yesterday, it's only really Gavin Lee.
Yeah, I suppose Declan McLaughlin, obviously with his injury. You know, Liam Collins didn't go on yesterday, I don't think. And they're two, you know, they're two that would have played championship last year. Do you know what I mean? It is probably disappointing, but I suppose you can't put them in if they're not playing better than the other lads. Do you know what I mean? And especially up front, we probably have the options. At the back, like, I know Kim Mahoney came on yesterday, you know, after playing well for St. Thomas's, he's going to need a test at some stage. You know, you have to test these, a player like that with not as much senior experience, you have to test him out. It is disappointing, but I suppose that's where we are. And I think they have tried a lot of players, but there's no one really that put their hand up. And you even saw that in some of the Walsh Cup games. There was no one really that put their hand up. And even in the Wexford final, in the Walsh Cup final, you know, there was a lot of lads you'd probably be disappointed with. So it probably is disappointing that we're back to the same 13, 14, 15 players, but changes them around. But suppose that's where we are, you know. And I think Cyril touched on there, the lack of speed, like we saw that in Thurles against Tip, you know, even Mark Cole came on and he ran through down the centre a lot. Maybe that's the reason why Keenan Fahey is there, to kind of be a bit more mobile. But I do think it'll be interesting, how will they stick with Fintan at three and Keenan at six? And I suppose the test will come against probably Limerick. You know, that'll be where they really will find out where lads are at. That doesn't mean that Limerick will be at full tilt, where they won't, but we need to kind of have that. The backs is really where we'd be worried about. We have enough forwards, as Cyril said. Probably the hardest thing with the forwards is to see who, what five or what six start, you know. We have so many of them. Will we see Joseph Cooney back in the backs again? And it is just fine that we don't have anybody really. You couldn't say in the last 2 years that somebody has really put their hand up. They've done it in fits and starts. You know, Dick McLaughlin got his point down in Nolan Park last year. You know, Liam Collins came on the All-Ireland final, but they haven't really made that next jump. But maybe it's just too early for them. You know, both lads, both of them probably wouldn't have the same physicality and S&C work done yet. But then you look at Limerick and you have, you know, John Kiley referenced, you know, your Adam Englishes and your Carl O'Neills and your Fergal O'Connors this week. And he said, you know, they're on the panel 3 years now. Do you know? So maybe it is that kind of third year that they really need to take off. But I suppose with Gavin, he did grand yesterday. He did a lot of good things, but he probably wasn't in the game as much as all the other forwards. But I'm glad he's getting game time, because that's what he needs. And you kind of need to stick with the likes of Gavin Lee and give him as much exposure against Dublin now and against Limerick as well, because we know what a lot of the rest of the lads can do. But it's trying to add that. And look, we need people off the bench. You know, that's the thing. We need lads coming in. But it is at the backs that we're moving things around to try and cover spots. But that's not really any good when we get to the big games, hopefully, in the summer.
Just on 3 and 6, you touched on there. We were having the debate last week on the podcast, and it nearly feels like every week we're having the debate of whose goal is 3 and 6 is going to be. Yesterday it was Fintan and Keenan. Just before I bring Cyril in on this, Carrick, who is 3 and 6 for you for this year?
I was impressed with Keenan yesterday at 6, but I don't think we've seen enough of him yet. So I plead the fifth there now to say we have to see him. But like, you have to find out, you know, you have to find out. And I do think then, if you do have Fintan and Dahi in the team, you can mix and match. You know what I mean? Like, you do have to be able to say, right, you know, like last year, Aaron Galan got the goal on Dahi. I think he was in a three. You do have to be flexible. So I don't think it's as easy to have 3 and 6 all the time, especially at three, especially the way certain teams play. You know, Limerick are the champions. They're the team we will have to beat if we're going to win the All-Ireland. So I do think you need to be flexible. But if you were to ask me who would I start number three now, I'd probably put Dahi back there. But you could see yesterday, that's probably not the plan with management, that they want to use Dahi in a different way. But I think if you're going to have Keenan Fahey 6, you've got to stick with him now. And, you know, hopefully he'll get a test, because he didn't get a test yesterday. As Cyril touched on, you know, they had Joseph McLaughlin up front on his own, like he's still in school. You know, Colin Cunning wasn't really great yesterday. So a lot of the Antrim forwards were filtering back. So Galway had so much time. It was like Pádraic Mannion had so much time in the ball. Sometimes he could literally take a touch and look up twice. You know, it wasn't really reflective of where how much of a test we'll get. So we're someplace between the Antrim game and the tip game. You know, but there's questions to be asked still who the best three is. But I'd probably put Dahi back.
Do you see them sticking with Keenan at 6, Cyril, and Fintan at 3?
Yeah. Well, I've been advocating Keenan for 6 or in the half-back line for the last 2 or 3 years. I make no secret of it. Like, I've seen him playing a lot of stuff for Ardrahan and a lot of stuff for the college, and he's a right good hurler. Like, he could be, in a year's time, he could be an all-star at number 6. But Dahi, Fintan Burke can be on most teams. There's no doubt about Dahi is happier. To me, he looks more in the middle. He's hemmed in, you know what I mean? Like, the pacing is going. But look, you could play him anywhere. But they're definitely, it is definitely in their head. Like, you know, Fintan, like, you know, the fullback, he got caught against what they call Macho Welsh there, was it last year before, like a bit of pace. See, when the backs are turned, they're going to get, any good back is going to get turned. But he's after having a great campaign. They want them all on the team. It's to fit them in, and like, to fit them in the best team. Like, Pádraic Mannion at the moment is playing back, cornerback, but maybe he's not a real cornerback at all. No, he has, when he's in there at the moment, he's not really marking, because there's no one to mark, and he's kind of sweeping, which is lovely. But to me, he's still a better wing back, like, you know, and he could still wind up in the half back line. And going back to Gavin Lee, like, Gavin is a lovely hurler. Like, there's no, he lovely touches, but you know, so even with Juicy G, when the going got kind of hot, he wasn't in it. You had to kind of step up to that. That midfield still isn't right, because you're going to, like, Cathal Manning could come back in midfield as well. Like, it's, you know, they have a lot of, if they get everyone fit, they have options there. They have options at the back too. It's just that the team is nearly going to look the same. Now, look, maybe it's good enough to win looking the same, but it's nearly the same team that was beaten. You know, that kind of way. You need, now, as you know, as Carroll there reverted, the others haven't stepped up. But I think Young Shocknessy could make a great cornerback in time. He's a good hurler, very good back. I'm very keen on Daniel Loftus. I think he's very, very good. But they're not maybe getting the chances. But they had a very good campaign with UCG. They might yet. Like, these guys won't let you down now. They're young. And like, there's a few, when I say young, it wouldn't be, there's still a future in them. Like, you know, and you have to, it's okay, this team, and I know the lads are trying to win the All-Ireland, and to me, they should win at least an Ulster title. That would be the least they should be winning. They'd have that against Siobhan, but you nearly want to be, they'd want to be kind of planning a little bit down the road too, because I can see, even within the All-Ireland, they're winning, a lot of these lads are kind of on their, like, they're at the end of their careers, not at the beginning, and you could have a big kind of, I would say, gaps to fill next year if you don't have kind of a few of them or lads in around there. Let a few lads go off the panel. I was surprised to see young Kinnear going off the panel. I was very surprised to see O'Hanlon going off the panel. I thought he was good enough, like, to be, you know, they played very well. I thought Fitzgibbon, good hurler for Turlough Moore. Alice Kinnear is kind of a future midfielder, like, and, you know, he stood in corner forward. Now, young McLaughlin is unlucky. He was making the break and broke his thumb in that match. He still will be there. He was a loss to Mary Eye as well, like, and he's another forward, like, so maybe if some of them could wind up in the, you know, going back to field, they probably won't do that. But a lot of counties are doing that now. Like, Kyle Hayes started up front, and now he's, you know, he's wing back. So did Garrett Hegarty, started wing back. Now he's wing forward. They're like, these guys could play anywhere. You know, it's a matter of, it's really to get the strongest team out and get the best hurlers, which, and to get the most mobile, have a bit of speed in it. Like, I see young Bowen now for Tip, he's been tried wing back, and he played all his hurling in the forwards, like, you know, which is kind of the modern way of doing things, I suppose, really. But we have as good a panel as anyone, like, you know, and if we can get it right on the day, like, we'd be very, very hard to beat. But it'd be interesting to see how we get on against the so-called better teams. I would produce nice, but we still scored 24 points against Tip Hall. It was a lot of scoring. Not much ball going in, really. Like, the Forest team did well, so like, it'll be interesting how the Dublin game goes. And I'm really looking forward to the Limerick game. The only cravat to that is that if Limerick are true, which they will be probably, you don't know what kind of a team they're going to put out. You know what I mean? They're at home, they'd like to win, but you'll probably find that they'll be having a lot of the new guys out that night just to let them get a big taste of the real stuff.
Carrick, Sarah touches there on the panel we have at the moment. Depth-wise, you would have to say this is definitely the strongest panel we've had under Shefflin, and it's probably the strongest panel we have had in quite a few years, even when he's listing some of those names. Like, some of those players didn't even make the 26 yesterday.
We definitely have, but we have a lot of players around the same level. And I think that's the difficulty, is trying to get our best players on the pitch, and not everyone, you know, especially from nine back, you know, even at number one, like, is it going to be Dara Fahey? Is it going to be Aina Murphy? We don't know who's going to be one. We don't know who's going to be three. We're not 100% sure who's going to be six. So we do have a lot of players, but we're probably a lot of players at the same level, you know. So that's the one thing I would say. Like, we know Galway has an amount of hurlers. Like, there's an amount of lads, but it's trying to get the best lads from 1 to 15 and then trying to get them playing well. And we have hurlers. It's probably athletes or speed that we are lacking. And I know myself and Cyril are saying the same thing, that it's speed that is the big problem. And speed won't be cut out as much this time of year, but when we get to Croke Park in July, that's when you need speed. So, yeah, definitely we have a great panel, but, you know, we need to make sure that we have enough lads on our teams. I think with Dara Fahey and Aina Murphy, I think it is an interesting one. I would be surprised now if they change from Dara. Like, he's played, you know, the first three league games. He didn't have much to do yesterday, to be honest. But, you know, when you're looking at building your defence, you need to have your goalie in situ. So I'd be surprised if they went away from Dara. But then, you know, Aina Murphy did nothing wrong for the last couple of years, and he was probably only finding his feet as an inter-county goalie last year. So it's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. Like, it's interesting. I know I'm from his club. Like, we were kind of wondering what he has done wrong. He's been nominated for All-Stars. And even looking at the team, like, we're talking about full-back and Fintan Burke is a good one, but we have an All-Star a double, triple, quadruple all-star full back, and we're not playing him. Like, if these things work out, it's fine. But if they don't, there'll be big questions asked. Like, you know, ask the questions, because like they're fiddling around. You have two goalies that are good, but like you know, you have one that was in situ, and now he's not playing at all. So we don't know. And like, you have a number five or number seven, say wing back, wherever it is, die. That's a good full back. Now he's wing back. So, you know, you have Fahey, say centre back, and I think he's very good in it. They had him wing four. So like, if it doesn't work, there will be hard questions. There's no questions being asked at all. Now everything's lovely in the sense we won the last day. They didn't get any criticism after the tip match. Even last year, getting caught back in Kenny, like, you know, like Henry is kind of, in a sense, he's been given a free run. Now he's brought in Eamon O'Shea, which is a great idea, like, because it's a new vice anyway. But like, there will be questions asked if this team doesn't succeed, because like, you can't be pussyfooting the whole time, you know. And they've got a nice run, like, and you know, there isn't much pressure. You look at the other managers when they lose a game, they've been pillared left, right, and centre. We're not doing that in Galway, which is the right thing. But like, if you don't succeed, like, if you keep doing the same thing. And keep not winning, and you keep doing the same thing, you're probably going to get the same result. So, this is a very, very big year. That's why I hope to go bald headed for at least a Leinster title and win it. Not be kind of saying, well, we can get in the back door. You know, we need to win that Leinster title. And sure, strictly speaking, you know, there's only two teams to beat, maybe Wexford a little bit and Kilkenny are kind of there. They're very hard for us to beat. But like, we should have won that last year. There's no doubt about that. And like, we're well capable of beating them once we get our act together. And that's what I'd be hoping, that they do, you know, that they do get their act together. Like, you know, we've been let off the hook. We got hammered in a Welsh Cup final without the team, I think, of the year. I couldn't believe the team he put out. If he did it the other way around. But, like, that was the Welsh Cup final, you know. Go out against Tip, like, a fairly good team. Like, we put out the strongest team last Sunday against Antrim. Why not put out the strongest team against Tip? Like, It's just, you know, you did want to be just getting, you know, their heads together. They're 3 years there now. So it's squeaky bum time as far as I'm concerned.
I think Cyril's right there. Like, we have to win a Leinster title. There's absolutely no way, you know, we're going nowhere if we don't win a Leinster title. And, you know, we should have won it last year. And if you win Leinster, you know, you're obviously straight into the semi final. But like, the momentum that gets, you know, lads start believed in. Whereas, you know, last year we were lucky to get over the line against Tipperary, a poor Tipperary team last year. In the end, you know, we missed a lot of chances. It was a poor game. And, you know, you might argue, okay, we played well for the first half against Limerick, but we got beaten, well beaten in the end. You know, so you have to be winning Leinster title. When was the last time we won a Leinster title? It's a good while back, you know. And as Cyril, we've lost against Kilkenny in four finals since we were back there, since we won it. So I do think, and I think a point Cyril made earlier on about this team, a lot of these lads, and maybe that's why, you know, the likes of David Burke has come back. This is probably their last chance, you know. There's a lot of them lads with a lot of mileage on the clock. There will be a time that there will be a change in the guard. So this is it probably for a lot of these lads. But the thing is, they do have the hurling. They do have the talent. They have everything you need. But we need to make sure now that we're getting momentum. Like, the year we won the All-Ireland, you know, if you remember, we went down to the Gaelic Rounds and bet Tipperary in the league final. We're talking about Jason Flynn. I think he got two goals that day, and everything came from there. Do you know, the momentum was there. I don't think we lost a game after that. It's very hard to win a championship if you're kind of stuttering and starting and, you know, well, we didn't have this player, we didn't have that player, and we're working on this. I think maybe yesterday from the team they picked was probably a sign of they probably understand that they do need now to win nearly every game from now on. Okay, that might be enough now to get to a league semi-final, but if you beat Dublin and beat Limerick, then you're into the championship with a much better standing. You know, if you beat Dublin and lost to Limerick, then you're under pressure. And think back, we talked about the Leinster final. We were, 14 points down against Dublin in the last game in Leinster last year in Croke Park. And only for Joseph Cooney had an unbelievable second half. We could have been bet out the door. So, you know, I think Cyril is right. There is a lot of questions to be answered with this team. We hope to answer them, but it has to be now. We can't be waiting for, you know, the next game or the back door or quarterfinals. Galway should be looking at the Leinster Championship saying, we need to win every single game in this. And then if you do that, you're in an All-Ireland semi-final and you have a great chance.
Yeah, I firmly believe that if we got a role and won the Leinster title, you don't know where we're going to end up. This team would improve, and once we start winning, the role would come. Like, but we need to get that win. Like, the league, I'd say, is kind of gone at this stage. I don't know when we qualify for a semi-final. You know, like, by losing to Tip, it already put us under, you know, Tip probably go on and win their match as well. And Tip have made it quite clear, you know, talking to, you know, they've made it quite clear that they want to win a league title. If they're able to win it, they're going for it. Like, I think we're out. I don't know, maybe hypothetically we're not, but like, the way it's looking, we'll hardly qualify for a semi-final spot. Now, we should be beating Dublin and have a cut at Limerick as well, like down there, and even beating them. But like, we might, but it'd be lovely to win it. But even if we didn't win that, the big thing is to win a Leinster title. I think if we won that, we'd be on a roll, because you're meeting the runners-up in Munster, but isn't it alone that you're meeting the team that has been kind of has been beaten. Okay, someone's going to win again, but like, you're in a better position, and the confidence comes from that. Like, and this Galway team, it grows, but as you referred to there, we're kind of stuttering and starting, and like, we haven't put four or five games together. This is the big problem. We are getting the goals against the lesser teams. We're not getting them against the top teams. So we have to take the next step, and it's in them. And like, you know, as Carol referred to there, like, it's kind of, it could be the last for a lot of this generation of this squad now. A lot of these are underway. They're at the end of their careers, not at the beginning of them, really.
Just on this, we talk, Carol, that we're trying different things. Is this experimentation not the perfect time to, I suppose, trial all of this in the league?
Yeah, I think there's a balance to it. I think definitely the Tipperary game, we probably didn't think that Tipperary were going to be as mad for the game. If you think back that Tipperary, Liam Cahill, they played Dublin in Parnell Park, and I think in the interview afterwards, he referenced the Galway match four times. So I think we probably knew that Tip were really, you know, going for revenge. And look, that's fair enough. Tip had enough to deal with from last year. But I think with Galway, I think, you know, experimenting is one thing, but when you're trying to change positions and trains lads after in year three, I think, you know, we did a lot of experimenting last year, and you know, we were lucky. We were poor against Wexford in the first in the home game. We were poor against Dublin. We kind of, if you look back, we were lucky to get into a Leinster final, really. Do you know? Like, we didn't play, we played well in patches against Kilkenny and Nolan Park. So, like, I think I would have thought this year in year three that the experimenting would have nearly been gone and they would have been settled in on a team. So I think that's why I keep going back to the team, strong team they picked yesterday. I think probably that's a marker that the management team probably understand now, that we need to keep, you know, the 12, 13 of these lads are probably going to be starting their championship team. I think you have to get that for Dublin and Limerick now, because you can't go around changing, you know, lads from the backs to the forwards and changing dynamics, you know, because there's a lot of these lads that are in different positions, fair enough, but like, year three, do you know, we need to know, like, you don't go out in Limerick, look at Limerick, I know we're talking about, but they're the barometer. You don't wonder about 10 lads or four or five lads on the Limerick team. You have an idea of the 12, 13, unless there's an injury. You know, one or two might be in the mix. Whereas Galway, could you pick the Galway team for championship match at the moment? You could pick a lot of the players, but you wouldn't know where they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. In fairness, there, just I suppose Galway's makeup of their starting 15. Cyril, just kind of going back to yesterday a bit, obviously Galway's first half performance, going in winning by 9 points at halftime, that really put the game to bed. But is one of the big positives, you mentioned Tom Monaghan. Tom Monaghan at 11, is he just this kind of, I suppose, perfect solution? Because every six likes to drop off, but does Tom Monaghan, I suppose, give certain sixes a lot to think about, just with his constant movement and, I suppose, getting into those pockets he loves to get into?
Yeah, he's first of all a great hurler, and he's a great forager for the ball. Very, very good on the left or right, mainly left as well, but he's good both sides. And you hit the nail on the head there, Paul. Like, what's happening is the six are going back into the pocket. Now, Tom isn't going in there. He's going out kind of more or less midfield. So he's well capable of, when he gets the ball around midfield, say 45 to 60 yards out, he's capable of popping him over the bar, which is lovely. Now, you have Conor Cooney playing as well, on his left, right, left, really, yesterday. And, like, if you give him the ball, the wrist he has, he'll float, like, if he gets room at all, gets his few points every day. They're working very well. Now, Gavin Lee is with them in yesterday and a half hour, a nice order, but just not now. Maybe he's still very young, of course. And inside, like, you have the boys inside that are dangerous no matter what way they pick them. Like, you know, Nyland is in there, but he goes out as well. He kind of comes out where Gavin Lee is because he loves to pick up Bob. But if he picks it up, he'll score it. So will Jason Flynn if he picks it up, even though he first to pass it really. And like Conor Whelan is Conor Whelan. He'd be on any team. Plus, they have other lads coming in. Like, and they have a good set. Like, it's going to be hard to make the forwards if everyone is fit. It's not as hard to make the backs. That's, you know, like, but that's they have to get that right. Like, but definitely, like, the third year, it should be settling now. Like, they shouldn't be fiddling around too much because, like, it's their third year in, like, and, you know, you can't keep changing. They know what
would,
they have.
Would Sean Lennon and David Burke be your midfield now, sir, to stick with that?
I don't know, really. If Cathal Manning came back very fit, you'd have
okay,
to.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean, you just have to have him. You know, Joseph Cooney, if he's back fit, to me, he'd be on anyone's team, whether he's going to try midfield or in the half back line. I don't know. Like, he's supposed to be back in training, but these boys haven't trained much now. Brian Concannon, the same. They have missed the block of training. Mm. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to John Kiley there 2 weeks ago at a function in Limerick, and I was saying, you know, just chatting about the training. He said they had their 7 week block done. And I just said, well, had you everyone? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, there was no one missing. Like, they had everyone free. There was no injury, like, which is a big plus, like, to have the block done. And he's very much afraid of the first match against Clare and Innes because he said, like, the Clare played very well against them. He said, and last year they actually beat them. Then they're wary of what happened last year, winning the league and nearly getting caught in Munster. So I would think they'll want to qualify in the league and well and good if it comes. But they're really, I'd say, gauging for the Munster title because when all was said and done, we look back at last year, Paul, they nearly got caught in Munster. It wasn't in Crow Park. They actually blossomed in Crow Park, but back down in, say, you know, at home or in Innes, or, you know, a tourist was touch and go that they got through it all.
Just on Paul, was Cyril talk about Joseph Cooney. Like, I think he's probably the most underrated hurler in Ireland. He's just unbelievable. A player you can play anywhere. But I think it will be a big decision. Where will they play him? You know, will he go back, wing back? The only thing I like about him when he's in the forwards is he's a ball winner. And, you know, and when the tides started to turn last year against Limerick, it was the Limerick half back line when we went had to go long, ball after ball after ball was coming down in Limerick hands. So I do think that is probably the one thing we don't have in the forward at the moment is a natural, you know, a go-to ball, someone that can put up their hand and get a ball when we badly need it. So it will be interesting to see where they put Joseph because he's such an unbelievable hurler, so an unbelievable athlete. Like he can play anywhere, but we need him. We need him to be playing well. So it'll be interesting when they put him back half back or in the half forward line. But I just think he's just the most underrated hurler. You know, every year he plays well for Galway. Every game he plays well for Galway, and no one ever talks about him how good he is outside of Galway, especially. You know, so I just think he's unbelievable, and he's an unbelievable servant as well. Like he's rarely missed too many games for Galway. So it'll be interesting where they place him. Because we don't have that go-to ball, you know, that Johnny Glynn ball, you know, from a couple of years ago, that when we have to go long, that someone can win it or even win breaks off him. You know, that's probably the only thing we don't have natural in that half-forward line. Say, especially when you have Tomon in 11, who I think was brilliant. I think he's going to be brilliant, you know, getting around and getting on ball and using his speed. But it's just that who's going to win a ball when you badly need it if we're against Hayes, Hannon and Burns again?
Yeah, I suppose really it's a thing that's a weakness in Galway hurling at the moment for the last few years. Anyway, in the air, we're not good in the air in general. Like, that's kind of, you know, not blaming anyone, but it's a kind of a thing that we should be focusing a little bit more on practicing anyway. Because, like, the likes of Tommy Welsh wasn't big and he was great in the air. Like, there's not to stop all being good in the air. It's a kind of weakness in Galway hurling in general, I would think.
Is one positive that we haven't touched on yet, Jamie Ryan. Yesterday again 2 points, but even his impact, like, if he isn't a start, is Jamie Ryan this player that can, I suppose, be your finisher in the last 20 minutes?
Yeah, well, the thing is, first of all, he has great hurling and he has great pace. He has the one thing that you really need is pace, and he has the hurling. Now, he's been very unlucky in the last few years, and warming up in Bendislaw this year he got injured, but then when you look back at it, some of the lads that were injured are on because they weren't playing. It's funny, you have lads playing every day and they could be actually playing. If they're not playing well, Paul, they're actually playing themselves off. But that's the way it goes. He's a good impact sub, there's no doubt about that, because he's an eye for a score. He'll go for a score the whole time. That's his game. They're trying him inside, and, you know, inside or wing forward, he'll pop around. He has an engine. And like he's around a while, but he has very little on the clock county wise anyway. Like he'd be full of vim, like, and it's a big year for him now, like, and he will be, you know, he'll be on the panel, he'll be on that 26, I'd say, like, and he will be one that's used if they're looking for, definitely if they're looking for a score, he'll be one that's used. Now if they're trying to hold on, maybe it's a different thing, but like definitely he likes scoring, and he's good at it. Great campaign for Loughrea, and look, at least should be gone like when they really need him, which is tough luck. But like he's back again now, and looking at him, he's busy, and he looks like he is good, like, and he deserves a kind of a break. But I think they will use him this year, definitely.
Do you see him similar to that role, Gary?
Yeah, I think so. I can't see him breaking onto the starting team. But I do think he can be an impact player, and I think what Cyril touched on, he's a bit older than your and physically than Declan McLaughlin and Liam Collins. Do you know that he's a bit bulkier as well, and he's aggressive. Do you know, like he will take on his man, and you know, we only saw a small bit of him yesterday, but like he got a great point from the sideline, and that's all you can do when you're coming off. If you're coming off the bench, you just need to impact. You need to get a score or two. And if you're getting someone coming on for 10 minutes, getting 2 points, well, that's job done, you know. And that's, you know, we talk about Jason Flynn and Niall Burke, that's what ultimately won in 2017 is scores off the bench. We can bring everyone off the bench, but you need impact. You need to have something to show for it on the scoreboard.
Just on Galway's scores yesterday, and just for anyone who wasn't at the game, Evan Ireland, 13 points, 10 frees. Jason Flynn, 2-1. Tom Holland, 6 points. Connor Clooney, 4 points. Sean Lennon, 3 points. And then a point each by Keenan Fahey. Keenan Fahey, Connor Whelan, Jamie Ryan, 2 points each there, sorry. And then Gavin Lee and John Clooney, a point each. Cyril, just coming away from this game for the players, obviously, as we've mentioned, good to get the run out in Corrigan Park, but is this valuable, or do we learn anything from yesterday, really?
Still valuable, like, because after being disappointed against Tipperary. Now, you have to remember, when you look at the tip match, say, on the tape, it was the start of both halves that were really out-hurled, and we were out-hurled, but after that team, we did quite well when we got into the game. But look, they're back in the groove again. It's a nice win. They're training away hard. They kind of used the weekend. They went up on a Saturday evening, like, and they'll be happy because it's a long old trip home. But there'll be much kind of a bitter jizz in the camp this week. Like, see, all the Fitzgibbon boys are back. And to be fair to Henry and the lads, they would have suffered. When I say suffered, they'd have a lot more playing Fitzgibbon between Galway, UL and Mary Eye. Be a lot of Galway lads that were kind of all over the shop. Now they're all in. And now the real fighting for places on the panel begins. And if you get injured, it's tough luck. There's someone else there, probably a different name, but just as good. So I think they'll be in good form, and they'll treat the double match serious, because that's a free runner of the championship game coming up. But I would, like, Dublin were hammered the other night, but they still caused plenty of trouble to Limerick with the pace. Now I would think the same thing will happen in Pier Stadium, that they'll go out as a Micheál. I don't know. Knowing the boys, he'll try his best to beat Galway. He knows inside out. That won't really help them. Galway would have more natural hurlers, like, to Dublin. When you say to Dublin, you'd often kind of say they're kind of manufactured, and they take offence to that. But to me, they are that bit manufactured. They are improving, but they're not up to that level, I think, yet. But they could still cause a shock in the championship, because I see Chris Crummy is coming back. You know, there's a few guys coming back. Burke is back. Now, they pledged the weekend, but another week under the belt, or 2 weeks under the belt, they will improve. And you'll find that they'll be the strongest against Galway the next day compared to the games that they've played already.
It's 10 to merge that Dublin game. Yeah, Dublin took a fair trimming to Limerick over the weekend, 3:30 to 1:18. But Carrick, you actually referenced last year, and even going back to last few years, our record against Dublin at the minute isn't outstanding. So, like, I know they took a hammer and everything, but like, we can't take them for granted either.
No, and I think, like, it was a strange game, to be honest, on Saturday, because, like, obviously Limerick had a goal after 13 seconds, and in fairness to Dublin, against a very, very strong Limerick team, which John Kiely selected, you know, they didn't give up. Like, they brought it back to a point. And, you know, at 30 minutes, you were saying, geez, they're doing well. But they probably just, you know, the mistakes that Dublin made, like, Dara Gray threw up the ball, a silly hand pass, and Limerick punished them. But it was a strange game. You know, Croke Park, in front of a couple of thousand people, is a strange place to play a game like that as well, before a football match. And look, Limerick just ran rings around them in the second half. But one thing I would say is Dublin caused them problems. Like, they created 4 goals chances, only took one of them. But like, Nicky Quaid made a great save. And, like, as you said, like, we do have a bad record against Dublin. I think, like, sometimes it's when we play Dublin, we expect to win, but we probably aren't giving them the respect that they deserve based on the results, if that makes sense. You know, like we either cruise against them or we find it hard. But like I think last year with the reference in Croke Park, like Dublin should have beat us. That's like they should have won that game last year, and we were so poor in the first half. So I would think that Galway, like it'll be an interesting one for Galway. Will they be tuned into that game now against Dublin? You know, you want to lay a marker against a team you're going to play in the championship at home, Pearse Stadium, especially after last year's performance. So I do think Galway will lay a marker down that game. And as Cyril said, you know, Donald Burke was back, Chris Cumming was back, Owen O'Donnell isn't back yet. He's a massive loss. Danny Sutcliffe played well. So, like Dublin are a bit like Galway. They probably have a lot of players around the same level, but trying to pick the right 15 and try and get lads, you know, like, you know, you had players in the forwards playing in the backs and that kind of thing. So there is kind of a lot of picking and choosing too. But the one thing I would say about this Galway team, there was a bit of regression in them yesterday when there was a bit of, even on the sideline like that, you know, Darren Gleeson was booting a flag into the pitch, and you know, you like to see that, like, because you know, there will come a time that they really have to, they'd have to put the shoulder to the wheel, and like we saw that against Limerick last year for a while, and they were so good in the first half. You know, we probably should have won the game Leinster final last year. So like, I do think it's small things that this Galway team, and Sarah mentioned it, it's momentum. If Galway can get going now, and yes, there should be a starting point, and look at like taking games and winning games, and not be looking at performances, if that makes sense. Like, you need to start winning games. And if we win both the last two games, you could sneak into the league semi-final. But I think if we win both games, that's the main thing. You know, at least semi-final would be great, but it's going into the Leinster Championship and then making sure that we're going into the Leinster Final, playing well and winning, not going in last year like we did, kind of, you know, a draw against Kilkenny, a draw against Dublin, you're kind of, you don't know where you are.
Yeah, Dublin next, per goal in the league, March 10th. Just before we do finish, sir, over the last few weeks, I've been, I suppose, putting together the club management teams for 2024, and the league's just around the corner, it's hard to believe already. There's a couple of, maybe surprise updates. I suppose Matty Murphy going back into Castlegar, Tony Ward going to Mullia. They're probably the two outstanding ones that a lot of other clubs have stuck with the same management as previous years.
Yeah, I was surprised with Castlegar, to tell you the truth, in the sense I saw their matches last year. I thought they had a very good year. I thought they finished where, like, to finish where they should in the top five. Very good. Like, with Matty Murphy, like, has a great track record. It's hard to keep a good man down. And I suppose when he was asked, he'd look at it as a challenge. Now, he's a Turlough man going into Castlegar. That wouldn't happen 30, 40 years ago. But times have changed. You know, Tony Ward, look at, he loves hurling. He's going to be with someone anyway. It was surprised to me that the Mullion management didn't stay on after last year, after winning the big, to give it another year. Now I know there's the, say, business commitments or family commitments, that sort of thing. I thought I'd say a lot of the players in Mullion were even surprised, because they'd be expecting the boys to stay on or hoping to be staying on. I don't know who's with Tony Ward. He probably, like, when he goes into manager, he's bringing someone else to trade. But like, that happens every few years. It's a big commitment even at club level now, because the least part you're going to be doing would be two nights a week in the weekend. That's the least you'll be doing. And the club thing is very, very long compared to the county scene. Like, the club thing has started already, training, and they won't be playing until July, August. So it's a long, long, long campaign. Like, you know, it's getting to be maybe a little bit ridiculous, because you'll have strength and conditioning guys doing out programs, and like the boys will follow the programs, but it's all cost of money. The club thing is getting very expensive as well. It's becoming like a bit of a gravy train, but like, that's the way it's gone, and everyone is looking for the extra inch, and that's the way it's going to be. But it's interesting, all right. It'll be interesting what Thomas do. I know they'll probably try to persuade Kevin Burke to stay on.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to hear anything for a couple of weeks, anyway, from there.
Yeah, like, they'll be saying, look, your minor thing will be over. Like, and like, again, he's done a fantastic job, and he's a wife and a few kids as well. Like, you know, it's not just as simple as the hurling thing, but like, when it's in you, I suppose. Like, and that's the way it is. Like, he's still a young man. We just hope he gets on with the minors. I would love to think that our under 20s, it's a long time since we won under 20, or in our time, it's been under 21. It's a long, long time since we won. And like, it'd be about time we shake ourselves up and have a right rap at it, because we haven't been performing at that level. And that's a very important level. It's more important in the sense now that the minors under 17, that's a mile away from senior. But the under 20, a mile away. Like, and Cork have won the last three. I'm told they're very good. They're supposed to be good again this year. Like, if they win four in a row, if Limerick start to slip, and you could find they could be the next one to become strong, because they're not going away. These guys are hanging around the whole thing because they feel there's something coming. I would love to see us, Fergal Healy and his manager team, you know, getting the right strong team together and winning an under 20.
That's important what Sarah touches on there about the under 20 Carrick.
Massive. I think they played Cork yesterday, if I'm correct, before the Cork Water game. Parky Chief. Yeah, look, it's massive. I think everyone was disappointed with the under 20 last year, like in the Leinster Championship. For once, something we were getting, we were trying it for a long time, is games, but we didn't win them. So, you know, we need to be looking at winning the Leinster under 20 this year. Look, as Cyril said, you know, the minors is, you kind of forget the minors until you see them togged out. You know, they're only young lads, you know, they're only boys, some of them. So it is massive. And we do have a lot of players at that level. You know, I think, you know, Fitzgibbon and under 20 is the two things that you need to be competing at and hopefully winning to progress at senior. And when you're looking at the likes of Cork, as Sarah said, three out of the last four, I know that they've lost one of their best hurlers to rugby, but, you know, we have to be getting back to that, because that's, and I think even getting to finals, like if you look at the team from the senior team last year or yesterday, you know, a lot of those lads got to a final of under 21 at the time and might not want it. But if you're getting to a final, you're there, you know. So we're getting the games now at under 20. Now, it would be a pity if we didn't get a few home games, would be nice as well, because I do think that's something that, you know, that Galway should be given. But, like, we need to start winning those games in under 20 this year, and qualifying for, you know, big games at that level. If you have three or four wins in under 20, it gives you a lot more than to step up to your Walsh Cups the following year.
Yeah, they played Cork yesterday, lost 218 to 113. That was the final score in that. They played, that was obviously before the Cork and Waterford game. But that's all we do have time for on today's podcast. Thanks to Cyril and Carrick for coming on this week's podcast.